Welcome to the supper club. Your table is ready, and there's the master of ceremonies, Martin Block.
Como is unable to be with us tonight for our minstrel show. As guest interlocutor, we have his good friend, Miss Marion Hutton.
Martin, you just can't do this to me.
Marion, what can't I do to you?
Make me a minstrel man.
Why
not? I've definitely made up my mind I'm not going to put on burnt cork.
Well, Marion, look, I'm willing to do it.
Yes, but you didn't spend 2 hours in the beauty parlor, else you...
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Now, Martin, I'm happy to help Perry out, but I don't know how to be an interlocutor.
Look, Marion, it's simple. All you do is say, Mr. Steele, the overture. Now, Marion, we introduce the end man. On my left, end man Pick. Evening, Pick.
Well, good evening there, Mr. Block. How are you on quizzes?
Pick, I'm pretty good.
Well, all right. Now, here's a nice little quiz for you. What is it that you sit on all day, brush your teeth with in the morning, and sleep on it all night?
Sit on it all day, brush your teeth with in the morning, sleep on it all night. I don't know. What is it?
It's a chair, toothbrush, and a bed.
Idea, Martin. On my right, N-Man Pat.
Evening, Mr. Block. My goodness, how you have changed. And what an improvement, too.
Thank you, Pat. Steve, you got a quiz for me?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Marion. Here's the easy one for you.
All right, let's have it, Pat.
Yeah, what is it when he flies in the air, it's got 2 legs. When he comes down, it's got 6 legs, sings and gives milk.
You call that an easy one? I don't know. What is it?
It's a canary bird on the cow's back.
Oh!
And now our guest interlocutor, Marion Hutton, sings that all-time favorite, a ragtime cowboy, Joe.
He always sings, raggy music cue the cattle as he swings, back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That a stink, the pated, gated, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear that fella's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, mootin, tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. He always sings, raggy music to the cattle as he swings, back and forward in the saddle on a horse, pretty good horse, that a stink, the paid the gated, and they such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear that fella's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy. Talk about your cowboy. A Cuban moon was shining up above, and we were both so very much in love. His shoulder made a pillow for my head. He looked, I sighed, we kissed, I said, good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. sweet, sweet, that's you, that's you. Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. And every time I kiss you, ooh, how I hate to stop. I rack my brain to find a proper adjective, a sentimental compliment to give you. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Sweet, sweet, sweet. That's you, that's you. I never went to eat on university. Therefore, I have a limited vocabulary. And so I use the language that I have on hand while making love to you on your veranda. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Good, good, good. Fine, fine, fine. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Yum, yum, yum. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Mmm.
Entertain you now with I'll See You in My Dreams. Short fellows are in men, Pick and Pat.
Hey, come on here, boy. Doggone my time, Pat, old boy. Where is you going all dressed up like that?
Man, I'm going way up mad up the Roughneck Mountains on my vaccination.
Vaccination? Yeah. You mean vacation. Tell me, son, is it any big game up there in them mountains?
Well, I hope to tell you I lost $8 in one game.
Look, is you going fishing on your vacation?
Well, I hope to kiss a cripple crocodile, I is.
Yeah. You know, I dearly love my fishing.
Yeah.
There you is, way out on the ocean. You look out over the clear blue water. All of a sudden, you see a lone shark.
Them guys will follow you anywhere, won't they?
Then, you know something, son? There's one little old fish that starts out as an egg. He changes into a tadpole.
Tadpole.
He develops into a minnow.
Minnow.
Then he turns into a whitefish.
Whitefish.
And finally, transforms into a herring.
Son, he sure goes to a lot of trouble to wind up in a delicatessen, don't he? But you know, son, I dearly do love the country. Especially all the wild flowers.
Oh, I dearly love them flowers, too.
Yeah.
Especially them little peonies. You know what a peony is, don't you?
Certainly, that's a small horse.
What's the matter with you? Ain't no small horse. It's a flower.
Oh.
I love them rambling roses, too. You know, I got my garden plumb full of rambling roses.
Well, do they ramble?
Do they ramble? Boy, 3 weeks after I planted them things, they sent me a postcard from Honolulu.
Boy, that ain't nothing. Us got roses in our garden that look just like daisies.
Roses that look like daisies?
Yeah.
Where did you get them?
Same place Daisy gets hers. But, boy, you know, I just analyzed the country.
You do?
Yeah, I like to go horseback riding. I even rode bareback.
Well, how come you rode bareback?
Because my laundry didn't come back.
You went riding?
Yeah.
Well, did you go alone?
No, the horse went with me.
I know that. Where did you ride?
On top.
Well, did you have a thoroughbred horse?
Says what to who about having a witch?
I say, did you have a thoroughbred horse? In other words, what was his mother and father?
Horses.
None of them was horses. You don't understand. Was he an Arabian horse?
I don't know. He didn't talk much. He was the silent type.
Yeah.
But he certainly was a polite horse.
Polite?
Yeah, every time we would come to a fence, he would stop and let me go over first.
Boy, there ain't no sense in you going on no vacation.
Yeah, that's right. This trip ain't necessary. I'm going to stay home.
Why, sure. The trains is too crowded anyway.
Hey, you know, the last time I took a trip on the train, I had more trouble about my ticket. Nothing but trouble, all on account of a little old ticket.
Yeah, well, what happened?
I finally had to buy one.
Well, was it very expensive?
No, I always travel half fare.
Half fare?
Of course, it's a little hard on my knees, but I did.
Was it a long trip?
Certainly it was. Boy, one time the conductor come through the train hollering, "Change for Elizabeth, change for Elizabeth."
What did you do?
I threw it in the dime and I didn't even know the gal.
Hey, look here. Tell me, was it a fast train?
Man, it was the slowest train I was ever on. I complained to the conductor about it.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said if I didn't like it, I could get off and walk.
Well, did you walk?
No, man, I didn't want to get home before my wife expected me.
Ah.
Guest interlocutor Marion Hutton and the audience will join in on Let Me Call You Sweetheart.
I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so
been at the supper club. Please come in again. We'll hold your table. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.